Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. Fairbanks Economic Development Corporation, Explore Fairbanks, and Chena Hot Springs Resort are among 26 organizations and businesses to be represented on a state trade mission to China next month. The group also includes Borealis Base Camp, an Elliott Highway lodging business that features glass top domes, and A2A, a company that wants to build a railroad to transport Alberta tar sands to Delta Junction for export to market via either the Alaska Railroad or Trans-Alaska Pipeline. The trip is part of a trade mission that Governor Bill Walker's office announced earlier this year. China is already the number one consumer of Alaska products. On Tuesday, Walker's office released a list of groups and businesses that will represent the state on the 11-day trip at the end of May. Representatives will have opportunities to meet with potential customers and government officials in China. They'll be traveling with officials from the Alaska Gas Line Development Corporation, which is working with government and private business in China to develop a $45 billion pipeline from the North Slope to Cook Inlet to export natural gas. Some Fairbanks students plan to join others across the country tomorrow to protest government's failure to take action to prevent gun violence. National school walkout events are scheduled at Fairbanks' three high schools beginning at 1:30 Friday afternoon. West Valley student and walkout organizer Amanda France says participating students from West Valley and next door Hutchison High plan to gather together.
We're going to walk out and walk over to Hutch at 1:30. So then we'll be all in the parking lot. And in the time between 1:30 and 2:15, we're going to have speeches where I will be speaking and a few others.
Lathrop High students are also planning a walkout event. April 20th is the anniversary of the 1999 shootings at Columbine High School in Colorado. The National School Walkout, which includes over 2,600 events nationwide, is organized by a group of students in Connecticut near where the school shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary occurred in 2012. The Fairbanks area has the worst fine particulate pollution in the United States, according to the American Lung Association. The national nonprofit released its annual State of the Air report yesterday, and Fairbanks tops the list for year-round fine particulate pollution. The community ranked 17th last year, and Rick Hinke with the American Lung Association in Fairbanks attributes the area's movement to the top of the list to more accurate air quality monitoring.
It's good news and bad news, kind of wrapped in the same coin, because good news, we have better data, we have more accurate information. Bad news is it's been worse than we realized.
The assessment is based on local air quality monitoring in the Fairbanks North Pole area for the years 2014 through 2016. Hinke says the three-year average, which includes impacts from wintertime wood burning and other fine particulate emission sources, as well as wildfire smoke, moves the community ahead of large cities in California in terms of year-round PM2.5 pollution. Fairbanks ranks fourth on the ALA's list in terms of short-term fine particulate pollution. The state Senate has joined the House in passing a resolution calling on the federal government to respect Alaska's legalization of marijuana. The resolution, sponsored by Fairbanks Representative David Guttenberg, also asked the federal government to reconsider its listing of marijuana as a Schedule I drug, a move Senator Berta Gardner told fellow senators would fix several issues in Alaska.
Solves the banking problems, solves the federal enforcement issues, and all of the concerns of people who are involved either in the industry or recreational use of marijuana in our state.
The resolution passed both the House and Senate with unanimous support. I'm Dan Bross.